Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to an all new, brand new Russell Wortham show. This is the news edition, and it is capping off the very first week of podcasts throughout the week. So, we're going to just jump straight way in. Thank you all for being a part of this. So let's just jump straight way in. And I'm going to pick out a couple of news stories for y'all. And then just kind of share my thoughts on the news stories. So that's kind of how this works. We start off with, and this, all of these news stories are coming from the good folks over at Cultaholic, so giving them all the credit here. This first story comes, to us today, or actually, yesterday, from the ever-present Mr. Aidan Gibbons. And the article title is Cody Rhodes as Rocky-esque underdog build to WrestleMania 40. Cody Rhodes as the new Rocky Balboa head of WrestleMania 40. Could we see Cody Rhodes running through the streets of Philadelphia in a gray tracksuit? According to Dave Meltzer in the Wrestling Observer newsletter, a script has been put together within WWE for a promotional video that would tie Rhodes to the city of Philadelphia and push him as a Rocky Balboa-esque underdog. Concept of the promotional video will talk about Philly knowing good times and hard times, and that being an underdog is something to be embraced, not feared. Cody, of course, will main event WrestleMania 40 when he challenges Roman Reigns for the undisputed WWE Universal Championship. He will also main event night one with Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins versus Roman Reigns and The Rock. WrestleMania 40 will take place Philadelphia's Lincoln Financial Field on April 6th and April 7th. WWE will reportedly approach, reportedly approached Sylvester Stallone, the man behind Rocky Balboa, about being involved at WrestleMania, but Stallone is believed to have informed the company that he had a scheduling conflict. WWE has a history with Stallone and man who betrayed the Italian Stallion, inducted Hulk Hogan into the Hall of Fame 2005. Hogan appeared in Rocky 3 as Thunder Lips. Right, so what do I make of this first story? Personally, I think it's a good idea to try to tie Cody Rhodes to Philadelphia. And, you know, the iconography and all that. Look, he's already got the look. You know, he's got the, you know, he's got the name, the American Nightmare. You know, he's got the iconography with, you know, the American flag and, you know, and all that. So I kind of thought, yeah, this, you know, this could really work. The only two things I'm a little unsure about is, saying, oh, well, Cody Rhodes is the underdog. Cody Rhodes has no chance. Cody Rhodes, has to beat all the odds. And so if that's the case, then I'm thinking, okay, so then make this a Bloodline rules match. Make this no disqualification. Make this, anything goes. And we don't even have to do night one with the tag match if that's the message that they're trying to go with. That's my only concern with that. My other concern is that, we're talking about a situation where Cody Rhodes has been built up as the face of the company for over a year now, and yet now you're going back to the, oh, he's an underdog, he doesn't have a chance, it's Roman Reigns, blah, blah, blah. And I'm thinking, yeah, but he does have a chance, more than a chance. So I don't know where they're coming up with that. All right, so that all said, let's go to our second and final story in this news edition of the Russell Wortham Show. So this is from, again, Cultaholic and Andrew Kelly. It's an update on Hall of Fame lineup. There has been a reported change of plans for the Hall of Fame. So let's just read this and I'll give you my thoughts on the story. So this is from today. Majority of WWE's 2024 Hall of Fame inductee lineup looks to have been announced. Likes of Paul Heyman, Bull Nakano, US Express, Barry Windham, and Mike Rotunda, Thunderbolt Peterson, Patterson, and Muhammad Ali being revealed thus far. Reports suggesting that Lea Mayavia will then be the next name announced, with PW Insider noting that there is talk for both Mayavia and Bray Wyatt to be added. Our daily update on F4W Online by Dave Meltzer. There have been reportedly been some changes in the Hall of Fame lineup for 2024. Whilst the plan still remains for Lea Mayavia to soon be announced, it looks as though Bray Wyatt is no longer in WWE's plans for the Hall of Fame this year. It's noted by Meltzer that the previous day saw Wyatt in the lineup. But now this is now changed, though it would be safe to assume that it won't be long until Wyatt is in the Hall of Fame eventually. Of course, Bray Wyatt tragically passed away last year following battles with illness, and WWE offered out a stirring tribute show. Well, I'm shocked. If this is the case, I am absolutely, honestly shocked. This seems like a slam dunk to me. When Bray had passed, then I thought, well, he's just going to get into the Hall of Fame this year. Or, when he died last year, when he passed last year, I thought he was going to get in this year. No questions asked. No questions asked. But now it seems like they are kind of moving away from that, at least according to Dave Meltzer. I can see both sides of the argument. If the idea is, Bray should be going in on his own merits, and his dad and his uncle are very well deserving of being in the Hall of Fame, because they were at the first WrestleMania at Madison Square Garden, then yeah, I absolutely, 100% agree. I 100% agree. Here's the other side of the equation, though, is it's a family affair. I mean, you've got Bray, you got Bray's dad, Mike Rotunda, and you've got his uncle, Barry Windham. It is a family affair. And so I look at it and I say, well, if you're going to give Bray his own induction, that's great. But, I mean, WWE didn't wait to induct, I don't think they waited. I believe it was that next year after Eddie had passed away that they said, okay, yeah, we're inducting him next year, and they didn't wait. Paul Bearer, that was like that year. I want to say it was that year that Paul was inducted. And so they, if it's a big name and Bray Wyatt is a big name, you don't wait. You just don't wait on this. Again, now, if they want to separate the two and they say, well, we want to celebrate the U.S. Express because they were at the first WrestleMania, next year we'll give Bray his full credit, and we can have Mike Rotunda, we can have Bo Dallas, we can have Barry Windham, we can have any one of them come out and actually give Bray his proper, due, then great. I have no problem with that. But I just look at it and I think, what are we waiting for? What is WWE really even really remotely waiting for? I don't get that. I really don't get that. But like I said, if that's the narrative, is that, well, we want to give Bray his due, fine. But I don't know what they're waiting for. So that's news to me. I always had thought that Bray was going to get in this year. But if it's being kind of pushed back a little, that's fine. If the idea is, and again, I have no information, I have no knowledge, but if the idea is that Bray's going to get his own special induction, then absolutely. The sad part is Bray should be here right now. Bray should be here right now. That's the sad part. That's the sad part of this whole thing. But anyway, well, so that is the news edition of the Russell Wortham Show. capping off this first week. It was a little chaotic with so much going on with Roblox, with Raw, NXT, SmackDown, the Elimination Chamber. I mean, it was a lot. It was an absolute lot. But we move forward next week. We're going to do this again. So on Tuesday, I'm going to do a watch-along on Raw. Then Wednesday, it's going to be the watch-along to next week's NXT. And then on Saturday, we're going to do the watch-along to SmackDown and an all-new news edition of the Russell Wortham Show, courtesy of the good folks. And thank you so very, very much to the good folks over at Cultaholic. Very grateful for your work, your efforts. Very grateful for all that. Now, before we wrap this up, a little bit of an update on the interview with the ladies of Queen's Takeover podcast. I'm still efforting to try to get this done. Get this done, and to get this put on to the actual podcast. If for some reason, and I'm gonna try to keep putting it on to the actual podcast, but if for some reason I can't do that, what I'm going to do is I'm going to upload the Queen's Takeover podcast to Facebook, and that way y'all can see where everything is on that. I'm going to start a very special page on Facebook. So I have my personal page, I have my page for my family history business, and then I am thinking about starting up a third page for this podcast, where that is where all the show information and all that is going to live going forward. So I'm going to reach out to the ladies of Queen's Takeover and see if I can post that online. That's probably the easiest thing for me to do. So go from there. Right, so before we wrap up, some big, huge, huge news that's just recently happened. I reached out to Karrion Kross, just said, hey, big fan, not just saying that for a like, but, you're amazing. And he wrote back and said, he started to follow me on Twitter, and I'm like, oh my gosh, are you kidding? This is so awesome. So that's some big news, that I am being followed by Karrion Kross on Twitter. Extraordinarily grateful for that. So again, I'm going to try to get everything situated with Queen's Takeover. And then see if I can get this put onto the onto the podcast. If for some reason I can't get it onto the podcast, I will try to upload that up to Facebook, and y'all can watch on Facebook. Right. Well, that is the show. Thank you. I will be back again, like I said, on Tuesday with a special watch-along of this upcoming Monday Night Raw. We are marching ever closer towards WrestleMania 40 in Philadelphia. Extraordinarily excited for that. So, till I see you guys on Tuesday, this is Russell Wortham, and just like the Beatles sing all those many years ago, love is all you need. I will see you guys on Tuesday.